Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk comes from Bree.
Okay, Bree.
She signed it Bree and Brent, but she really wants to know if her husband's a jerk.
Oh, okay, so ain't really got a horse in this race.
No, but listen, they got into a couple fight, and now they need our advice.
Oh, couples arguing, huh? That never happens.
She says, hey, 103.7 team.
What up, squad?
Hey.
Gang, gang.
You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She said, we need your help. Here's our story. Oh, a couple story.
We're here to help. Cape's
on. Bree. My husband and I have been together since 2007 and married since 2014.
Congrats.
We're both in our mid-30s. We have two kids, ages 6 and 4. I'm the first to admit I'm not the most organized or tidy person. I like to bake, but I'm not always quick to clean up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I spent hours with our 4-year-old making homemade gluten-free cinnamon rolls from scratch. Ooh.
That's on there. That's on
complete
fire.
With a homemade glaze and frosting. Everyone loved them. Hold on, though. Let me get to the point here. She said there is a reason she told us all that about the cinnamon rolls. She said, I put an unbaked batch in the fridge for breakfast tomorrow and left the frosting bowl on the table for about 40 minutes.
Hmm.
With a lot of distractions, they're pretty common in our house, 2 dogs. I went to bake another roll. I couldn't find the frosting. I'm taking a decent size full of bowl of beautiful white frosting, full to the top. I'm talking about that. I'm looking for it everywhere. I even asked our 4-year-old if she hid it before I called my husband.
That makes sense. The kids hiding it or eating it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I called my husband. He admitted he threw it away. Apologized. And we laughed since I gave him garbage back. But I was actually annoyed. He said he figured it just wasn't needed since we ate our rolls already, and he didn't know about my second fridge batch. Like, bro, how idiotic, right?
Well, hold on, Bree.
She took a turn there.
Out here, now you're getting petitious. Okay, but I'm listening still.
She said this was one of the first times he admitted to something. I even joked about him making a new batch of frosting. But he didn't.
Of course.
However, when he got back from walking the dogs later, I joked about it again. This time, he shifted the blame.
It wasn't so funny anymore, was it?
Now that you keep bringing up the funny.
Ha, ha, ha.
I usually leave the kitchen messier than he likes.
See? And that's why on the front end she said, I like to use, but I don't clean.
So
Bree tried to set us up.
Yeah, Bree wants to know if her husband, Brent, is Brent the jerk for throwing away the frosting and then blaming her for the kitchen mess on top. He's saying he threw it away because her kitchen's a mess. And she's going, I baked it, you jerk.
Yeah.
Leave my frosting alone. Are you seeing here where they're in this fight now?
Yeah, but you left it for 40 minutes unattended. I'm going to assume that that's a mess made and left. If I'm used to you leaving messes, I'm going to come in there 40 minutes after you've no longer been in there and gone, okay, all of this stuff is garbage. All of this stuff is spent. All of this stuff is done. Especially if we've already eaten our rolls. I'm going to go, oh, all this is extra.
Yeah, he was thinking there was no more. He didn't know there was a second batch.
He didn't know. And she didn't express. Now, would I have probably saved the frosting myself just to not be wasteful?
Yeah.
Probably. I might have thrown it in the fridge and been like, hey, I don't know what we're doing with that frosting, but I threw it in the fridge just in case we needed it.
Yeah.
That's my preventative. That's my never waste. That's my growing up slightly poor mentality of nothing goes to waste. I don't know if Brent lives like that. So if Brent's just going to go, oh, we're done. Clearly, the rest of the pots and pans are in the sink.
Yeah.
I'm going to toss this out.
Yeah.
I can't call my man's a jerk. He was cleaning up after his partner.
He didn't do anything. All he did was come in, eat, and throw things away that
she
needed.
He didn't do anything. He cleaned.
No.
Something she wasn't doing.
He threw it away.
If that's how she framed it, bet. I hear it as he cleaned up after her.
I hear it as he ate, he got annoyed, and then he threw out everything else when he was done. It was like, here I come in, I'm just going to sweep in and just throw it away because it annoys me. Versus, he didn't do a damn thing to that kitchen to make it look like that to begin with. He didn't help. He didn't bake. He didn't make the frosting. These are from scratch.
Yeah.
Brent's the jerk.
And then he came in and cleaned up after her.
And then blamed her after he ate her rolls.
I ain't gonna argue with you. I just disagree with you.
I'm gonna argue with you.
You're arguing alone today,
bro. I don't like Brent.
I love Brent. That's my boy. Not the jerk.
Bree, ladies unite.
Fellas, where we at? He cleaned up her mess.
414-533-1037. The phones are already starting to light up. You can text or you can call that number. We're going to find out, is Brent the jerk for throwing away the frosting and then blaming her for the kitchen mess?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk comes from Bree, who wants to know if her husband Brent is the jerk because he threw out the icing after she made homemade cinnamon rolls. And he said, no, I threw them away because you made a mess and I thought we were done. Yikes,
for real.
Okay, is David on the phone and McGuanago this morning?
I think we got David.
We got David. Let's talk to him first. Yes, right now.
Good morning.
Is Brent, the husband, a jerk for throwing away the icing and then blaming her for the kitchen mess?
Be honest, man.
I'm going to say no jerk on her own accord of saying that she usually leaves the kitchen a mess and he normally picks it up anyway.
She did say that.
Ah, he thought he was doing his job.
He thought he was helping out. He thought, oh, my baby left the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'll clean it up. She mm-hmm. baked for us. She took care of us feeding-wise. I'll clean up-wise.
He thought wrong.
He thought he was doing a service.
It's almost not fair, right? It's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
Boy was losing either way.
Uh-huh. So you think what? She should have told him the icing was there or what?
Yeah, or hey, I got an extra thing of rolls for the breakfast in the morning. I got a frosting on the counter. It would have took one sentence. That would have been fixed.
Oh, I would have been so annoyed.
Don't throw out the icing.
I would have been so annoyed if I came home and he threw out all the icing from the homemade icing I made for the homemade rolls. I'd be like, are you kidding me right now? And then for him to go, it's because you're a messy kitchen. Because the kitchen's a mess. Then it would be on.
You notice how we didn't bust it out until she kept ribbing. She kept ribbing them time and time. Oh, you threw out the frosting. Oh, you threw out the frosting. Oh, you threw out the frosting. The first two times they laughed. The third time he was like, it's because you leave the kitchen a mess. And I was holding you down, but yep. Clearly not. So.
She could have put a cover on it. She could have put foil, plastic, anything that visually says keep me.
David, she could have said, hey, don't throw it out.
She could have, and he could have just minded his own business since he didn't do anything except throw away the icing. He ate, and he left.
I disagree with that.
Just saying.
Okay.
David says
he didn't eat and left. She made it, ate, and left the mess.
Ah, my boy. Yes, sir.
All right, David. Your vote is received. Not the jerk.
Yeah. Have a good day, man.
Peace.
All right. Cindy's in South Milwaukee next. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Is Brent the jerk for throwing away the icing and then blaming the wife for the kitchen mess?
Talk to us.
He is absolutely the jerk.
Oh, of course.
You keep saying that she could have said something. He could have asked. I'm a baker, and it costs a lot of money and a lot of time to do that. And if you're not sure, how hard is it to just ask a question? Mm. Hey, do we still need this? I'm going to throw it away if we don't.
Hey,
hold
on, Cindy, because as the baker you say you are, when you do want to keep something, aren't you normally more vocal to go, hey, don't throw this away, I'm using it later. She put the frostings,
they're not touching the kitchen anyway, they're sitting on their butt, they're not going to go in there and throw it away, she's thinking, they're not doing anything anyway.
That's not true.
Right.
That's not true. She said on the front end that he'd be cleaning after her, that she'd be leaving messes and not cleaning up after herself.
Okay.
She said she's the one that's not clean.
I'm not always quick to clean up afterward. Mm. She said I'm not quick to clean up.
Mm.
I'm the same way, though. Like, you leave it in the sink or you don't. You are one of two types of people, and you know it. You
she
know?
Put away the rolls, but not the frosting. Come on, now. She only did half of the job.
They were rising in the fridge.
Kid.
Yeah, the kids, yeah.
Oh, so now we want to bring the kids into this. Mm-hmm.
Well, you should know. You got children. you get distracted. How hard is it to just ask a question?
How hard is it to just say something?
Well, I think you should look and know you're wasting a whole batch of frosting to begin with. Like, that's what he threw away. That's the first, like, common sense. Like, do I want to throw away a full batch or ask someone if I should throw this out first?
Oh, I definitely should have. I would have asked. Brent should have asked, but he didn't.
Both should have communicated.
They're both jerks.
They're both jerks. You know what? This may be the first time ever where we're like, they're both jerks. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Honestly, because
they are.
Both
ways.
Yeah. All right, Cindy. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
We had Rico on the phone. He dropped off. I don't know what happened.
What happened to Rico?
I don't know. Let's read some texts here. It says, not the jerk. And that's Anna in Milwaukee. She said, 40 minutes is too long to leave out. Sorry.
And depending on the kind of frosting it was, it might have started to get like old, maybe it Simonelli. You never know. He could have saved the household.
Simonella, yeah. Somebody said jerk. He could have asked if she needed it or just seen that it wasn't used and put it in the fridge. I'm with DZ on not wasting food. But again, why couldn't you just ask her if it was good to throw away before he did it?
Like
simple
I said.
Communication, bro.
Listen.
Somebody else said, as much as I'd like to girl power on this, I got to say, not the jerk. My husband always cleans up after I cook, and I'm grateful, so you should be too. Mm-hmm. Well, not yet until the icing's gone. Just wait.
I'm convinced that he saved the household that had already started to collect bacteria. The salmonella taste that you just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was salmonella. Uh-huh.
And somebody said, I think she's the jerk for bringing it back up after he already admitted it and apologized. So that's why they're both jerks. That's why they're both jerks.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
the jerk, then she brought it back up, which is what we do. Remember in 1997 on a Tuesday?
Throughout that frosting? Yeah.
Remember 2014? It was 7 p.m. on a Wednesday?
He doesn't. She does.
Without a doubt. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.